This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional Special, Part 4 of Peace and Love. And our attention today is drawn to Joshua, the first chapter. And we're really going to be looking at verse 9. And verse 9 concludes God's instruction to Joshua himself. And we find out from this chapter, and as we read through Joshua, that Moses has died. Let's get some historical content here. Moses, the great redeemer who took all of those 1.5 million people out of bondage of Egypt and led them 40 years across the desert, Moses has died. And out of those 1.5 million people who left Egypt, Joshua and one other were the only two to survive. Now, there were children and children's children all there, but Joshua and one other, they were the originals. And so Joshua has been given command of the children of Israel. And God says to him very clearly, I promise you, says God, what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness to the south, to the Lebanon mountains in the north. From the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. You see, Joshua had been true to God. In that 40 years as he crossed the desert with Moses and was his right-hand man, Joshua had been absolutely true and unshakable in his faith. And he had not done anything. He had not looked from to the left or to the right. He had done nothing wrong at all. God goes on to say, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors that I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Again, God says, be strong and very courageous. And this is what he says then. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Beloved, God is saying to Joshua, I've given Moses a book. I've given him instructions. You can read that in Leviticus, all of those instructions. And you know, it's the book of the law. But when Jesus came, the Bible turned into the book of grace. But it is a book all the same. It's an instructional book all the same. And the Bible, beloved, is exactly that. We're talking today about love and peace. And if you want to achieve love and peace, you need to have your nose in the book. in the book of law and the book of grace. So many people say to me, you know what, David, the Old Testament, it's gone, it's finished. It's the book of law. It doesn't mean anything to us today. Of course it does. I'm reading from it now. And the anointing from this word is exceptional. Because God is saying to you and to me, beloved, right now, if you meditate on the book, if you meditate on the living word of God, and you do not deviate from the left or to the right on anything that God is telling you in this book, then, beloved, you will prosper in everything you do. I'm not talking about finances now. I'm talking about prospering spiritually. I'm talking about being filled continually with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about being filled with peace that passes all understanding. I'm talking about being filled with God's awesome love as He pours it into you, time upon time upon time. Why? Because you are obeying Him and you are obeying His word, and you are looking deeply into His word, and you are meditating on it, and you're taking note of everything that God is saying in it. How can you not fail to be full of peace and love? How can you not fail but to mature and go from spiritual milk to solids, as I was talking about in the first hour? How can that not fail to happen, beloved? It cannot fail to happen because you are following exactly the prime example of what God is teaching you. Listen, if you've got a computer or you've got a sewing machine, I don't care what it is, anything that you have that is mechanical, you'll have a book of instructions. And if it starts to go wrong, you'll have a book of instructions to teach you how to put it right and what you need to do. And if you chuck that book in the bin and don't bother, then you may well get your sewing machine, you may well get your mixer, you may well get whatever it is mechanical that you have, your car even. You may well get it to go, but it won't go properly. Because you haven't obeyed the maker's instructions. Beloved, the Bible is your maker's instructions. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that analogy. The Bible is your maker's instructions. God finally says to Joshua, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go." Beloved, are you hearing this word today? You should be setting yourself on fire with the Word of God now. You should be understanding perfectly that when God speaks, God speaks. I've said this so many times. You know what? I don't know how God talks to me, because He never does. God never speaks to me. Well, then all I can say to you, young man, is to open the Word of God and to begin to read and inwardly digest. You know, I was preaching at a church yesterday, a United Reformed Church in North London, and there weren't very many people there. And it seemed for me to be quite dogmatic, if I can say that. But I know that as soon as that service started, I know that the Holy Spirit was there. I know that the Holy Spirit was touching people in that congregation. I know it because I sensed it and I felt it. And I brought them the Word of God, straight from Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 13 through 14. And I know that I know that I know that they were touched. I had a report that there was a child there, and that the child even listened to every word of the preach, every word of the sermon, and understood it perfectly. And that, beloved, is my entire life's work, to be able to bring you the Word of God so that you can understand. Many people listen to this broadcast right across the world, and English is not their language, and I need to speak in a way that it can be understood by everyone who has a basic knowledge of English, and that is why I bring the word the way I do. It's the way God wants me to bring it. But look at this particular verse that we are studying today. God is saying to Joshua, and I believe God is saying this to you today. He's saying this. He's saying, this is my command. Beloved, he's not asking you. He's not sweetly saying to you, I would really like you to do this. He's commanding you. He's your commanding officer. And he is commanding you. You speak to someone who's in the army, and you speak to them about being given a command. They wouldn't even consider not obeying that command, because it's inbuilt in them as they have gone through their training. It's been more and more inbuilt in them that they are going to obey any command that comes from a commanding officer. And that's the way you must be. You must hear this as a command. It's not a gentle, yes, I would love it if you would. This is a command from your commanding officer. And he says to you today, beloved, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Take away all this weakness, all this lily-livered attitude, all this, well, I might pray, I may do, I may decide to. He's saying, be strong and courageous. And he's saying it in the face of adversity, when you see your enemy face to face, when people are coming up against you, you know that God Almighty is saying to you today, beloved, be strong and courageous. This is an order. Do not be afraid or discouraged. So anytime fear comes into your life, this is the word I'm getting, and this is awesome. This is so awesome. Anytime you get any fear come into your life, you know that you know that you know that you know that that fear is coming from the evil one. Are you hearing me today? And do I get an amen? That fear is coming from the evil one. It's coming from your enemy. It's not coming from God. That fear comes from the enemy, and you've got to get rid of it in a minute, in a second. Do not be afraid or discouraged. This is God's commandment to you. He's saying, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. I'm telling you, God is saying to you, do not allow that in your life. And then along comes that sweeping statement from Almighty God, showing you how much he loves you and cares for you and is always on your case. For God Almighty himself says, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In other words, there is nowhere in your life where you can possibly go, or there's nothing you can possibly do without God Almighty being with you always. Jesus said these words at the end of Matthew. He said these words, and lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Are you hearing this? Are you sensing it? Are you understanding it? God Almighty is saying to you, he will never leave you. He's saying to you that he's commanding you to be strong and courageous. He's commanding you not to be afraid or discouraged. And then he says to you, "For I am with you always. Wherever you go, whatever you do, God is with you." Does that not set you alight? Just say thank you to the Lord now. Just say thank you, Lord. Say it again. Thank you, Lord. Lord God Almighty, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. And we say to you, Lord, as usual, your word is beautiful. And Father, I commend this word to you, that it will never return void, that it will have touched those that you want it to touch. And as always, gentle Lord God, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And I say hallelujah and glory to God. And I say, Lord, I will love you forever. I will never stop loving you. I will never stop following you. I am your child. I am your servant. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.